On this Thursday afternoon, you're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Mike Tenura now joins us from T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Thanks, Mike, for being with us. I really want to know about the wet weather that we've had to this point. How wet really is it in Illinois, Iowa, the Dakotas, and Minnesota?
Well, most of these areas have been much wetter than normal for a long period of time. And that's really where most of the wetness issues come from. It's not just that it rained over the last couple of days or the last couple of weeks. This weather pattern goes back very far into the past, dating all the way to the beginning of last summer. And because of that, it doesn't take a whole lot of rain or snow to turn things wet. And we have been in that wet pattern here for the last few weeks, and that's why things are staying wet. It's not so much just the rain in itself, it's that it's being compounded by what happened earlier.
What do we know about the next week or so?
Well, we do have quite a bit more rain to go through over the next 2 days across Indiana, Ohio, and parts of the Delta and Illinois. And that's primarily because as you look outside your window today, you can see it's raining. And as we go through tomorrow, the rain isn't going to shift all that far to the east. It's going to regenerate in some fashion, especially across Indiana and Ohio. That's where another 1 to 2 inches are coming up through tomorrow. So that's kind of the main issue in the very near term. Once we get into next week, it does get a little more complex. There's a very large system that's going to move through the central U.S. once again. The difference between that system and the ones we've seen lately is that this one will be much more disorganized than the recent ones, and it will also be a slow mover. So it's hard to pinpoint exactly how this is all going to pan out, but we think that most of the Corn Belt and most of the central and southern plains will receive a half of an inch to 1.5 inches of rain next week. This will start on Monday and Tuesday in Nebraska and Kansas, and then slowly move to the east as next week progresses. So basically, there's more rain on the way next week. We're just trying to figure out those details now.
I know it gets very, very tough to get further out than 10 days, but do you see anything different for the last week of April and the first week of May?
Well, it's a difficult question to answer, but I believe that we're still going to see these rain chances in the vicinity of the Corn Belt. The main reason is that if you look at the position of the jet stream as it lies today, and then where it's likely to lie a couple of weeks from now, there's not a whole lot of change in that position. So because of that, more than likely we'll see rain in different areas at different times. Now, that being said, I don't see a major washout at this point in time, though that certainly is a possibility. It's also possible that these rain chances might not materialize quite as much as expected, and some areas end up drier than normal. But typically, when you see this type of setup, you end up somewhere in between the extremes. You don't end up real wet. You don't end up real dry. You end up in that middle ground where you're kind of in a normal range of rainfall. And this, again, would be at the end of April and the beginning of May. But as we already talked about, you don't need a lot of rain to keep conditions wet. So is a fully 100% dry period coming up? Probably not. Is a super wet period coming up? Probably not. But is rain coming up? Yes, there probably is some rain coming up.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great long weekend and talk to you next week.
You too. That, of course, is Mike Tenura. He is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago. I'm Todd Gleason.